AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Minnesota and the Twin Cities have sued the federal government to stop the immigration crackdown.
In the wake of an immigration enforcement surge and the shooting of Renee Good, Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison says Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the state are suing the federal government and asking for a restraining order.
The deployment of thousands of armed mass DHS agents to Minnesota has done our state serious harm. This is, in essence, a federal invasion of the Twin Cities and Minnesota, and it must stop.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement has called the surge of over 2,000 officers its largest enforcement operation ever. Homeland Security spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin says they're protecting the public and accuses state officials of ignoring public safety. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says ICE and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem have the president's support.
Apparently, they are protesting the removal of heinous murderers and rapists and criminals.
But House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's clear changes are needed.
They're running around out of control with masks, no body cameras, no accountability.
Earlier Monday, officers used tear gas to disperse a crowd in Minneapolis that gathered as a man was being questioned by agents who had rear-ended his car. Christian Molina wondered aloud who was going to pay for his mangled fender, telling reporters he's glad he didn't get shot. I'm Jennifer King.
Activists say the death toll from Iran's nationwide protest have reached at least 646 people. That number is expected to further increase. The toll comes from the U.S.-based Human Rights Activist News Agency, which has been accurate throughout multiple years of demonstrations. Hospital officials in Gaza say an Israeli drone strike has killed three Palestinians who crossed the ceasefire line. Israel's military say the three approached troops and posed an immediate threat. This is AP News. The WNBA is putting a pause on player acquisitions amid labor uncertainty. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
The WNBA and its players' union agreed to a moratorium for league business Monday. The moratorium was necessary because the sides failed to reach a deal on a new collective bargaining agreement or an extension of the current one by Friday night's deadline. The moratorium will halt the initial stages of free agency, in which teams would seek to deliver qualifying offers and franchise tag designations to players. Sunday was the first day that teams would have sent out offers to players. I'm Gethin Coolball.
The Columbus Blue Jackets have fired coach Dean Evason and named Rick Bowness his replacement. Evason is the first NHL coach fired this season. General manager Don Waddell announced the abrupt change Monday, with his team sitting in last place in the Eastern Conference. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.